Premier sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods, the dead gods, bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, sister heroic, eyes sight lighting instantaneous, sprung from lumps and stamens of the lotus, hearers, turbone lotus. Homage, you, faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned. Domest heresies, patience, meditation, her. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section shrined without limit. Relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka'ani Bamamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, courses of Kandavas Yakshas. Homage with their triumphant sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and placing in a raising fireplace. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Maro's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Sujo Mood. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands above. Mirthful laughing with Dutare, subjugating Maro's devas. Homage she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crest, moon on animus will shine. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out my sight eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze, like undending fire abiding. Rush that flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage she fetches peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters, homage to her received letter, of the shape of syllable, whom breathless stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru Mandara and India, homage holding in her hand the hammer-like moon of devil-like form, with by Sukantara and Pei, totally dispelling voice. Homage she whom gods and their king send the Tina Ras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels engines and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and foam, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures, Trisososo spirits, Yakshas, and Ray Scorpius supreme Ture. These faces with the mantras and prostrations of Star 21.
And the prayer of the benefits, this is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon awakening in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So when Geshe-la comes, we'll start on page, we'll do the seven limb prayer on page 27. And I believe last week he ended with stanza 14. So I don't know if you'll review 13 and 14 or if you'll start on 15. In the Gold Essential Prayers book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer in Tibetan. Page 27.
가슴 급해 가네 자세로 예샴이 드셔딘 마르부 도메네 사디둔 탐제샤 개바게 와남라제 이런 콜와마 돈바르둘레주네 돌라체키 콜로콜와람 나젠게는 전추첸 포응오
Now turn to page 97. And at the bottom, you see the short mandala offering, so we'll chant that in Tibetan one time.
Saji perki jushin meto tamri rablinji ni Gyan Pari Sangye Jindu Mite Uwa Idra Kunamda Jinla Parsho Jetsun Lama Dampa Kenam Kichu Kukala Kense Chujinti Jita Tsampe Duje Zima Laja Gecche Ki Charpa Vaktu Su Idam Guru Ratha Mandala Kam Niryatayami Chirtan Soki Chonam La Chanchu Badu Dani Kyap Suchi Dagi Chunyan Ki Pesunam Gi Dora Pem Chusanke Tu Parsho Chirtan Soki Chonam La Chanchu Badu Dani Kyap Suchi Dagi chun yengi pesunam gi dolapen chusanke tu parsho. Chudan so ki chonam la jantu bardu dani kapsuchi. Dagi chun yengi pesunam gi dolapen chusanke tu parsho.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I forgot. Sorry. Thank you. the text that we are studying, Wednesday class is called A Song of Spiritual Experience, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa almost now 600 years ago. Probably written in Tibet, Central Tibet. Sometimes called a brief lamrim, the same text, different name, same text. So there's number in the beginning, the number of stanzas, probably four or five stanzas, is like more like homage, paying homage to. Shakyamuni Buddha, so then after that, you know, Maitreya Buddha, Manjushri, so then Asanga Nagarjuna, so then Lama Atisha, then all his, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa masters, so this, that's how the text begin, okay. Reading this brave Lamrim, or, you know, thinking about this brave Lamrim, or maybe talking about this Lamrim is equivalent of, you know, like reading entire Buddha's teachings. You get equal benefit of, you know, thinking about entire Buddha's teachings. Also discussing our entire Buddha's teachings, so it's a lot of benefits. So that kind of, you know, like, when you think about the benefit of that, it's kind of encouraging you to think about this text, or maybe say, or maybe, you know, memorize. Sura kunji nimbun dundu tsulti tyunri dunda, so sura kunji nimbun dundu, so it contains essence of entire Buddha's teachings. This Lamrim, song of spiritual experience, contains, you know, essence of entire Buddha's teachings. Sura kunji nimbun dundu, so. So you see here in the books? Maybe it's not that, I don't know what is the number.
We stopped at 14.
Number 14?
Yes.
So it's still the number 10. It's still the number 10. When you look at the number 10, oh. Oh, so we are going backwards. Sura kunji nimbun dundu waso, sura kunji nimbun dundu waso, is no contents, no essence of entire Buddha's teaching. Sura kunji nimbun dundu waso, sura kunji nimbun dundu waso, just, you know, saying one time, not saying all the time, just even just saying one time and thinking about, you know, just one time. Or listening, you know, listening just one time to the Dhamma image. Pamji Chi, now, TV, so, Lamjin Dhamma, there's some Lama Tsongkhapa said. So you get equal benefit of, you know, reading, listening, you know, saying entire Buddha's teachings. So need to think about that, you know, there's a benefit, there's so much benefit. So that's the important part, you know, here. At every stanza is something important, but that really motivates you to think about that, you know, in daily basis. So, so then, you know, Lamrim is also, for the sake of knowledge, you know, the Lord Lamrim is officially founded by Lama Atisha. Here we have the painting here. Lama Atisha, Indian master, so official. But you know, Lamrim already exists, like when Shakyamuni Buddha started to teach, you know, that's the Lamrim. So but Lama Atisha kind of officially created the word Lamrim. Lamrim, light of the path into enlightenment. So from there, so then the word Lamrim became. So Lam is the path. Rim is stages the path. So Lamrim begin with importance of, you know, teachers, importance of teachers. Lamrim begin with the Lamrim start with the, you know, importance of teachers. That's the stages, the beginning of the Lamrim always start with the importance of teachers. So qualification of teachers and how to find teachers and the benefit of, you know, like, rely on the teachers, you know, all of that, okay. Practice, you know, practice, begin. So there are three things, you know. Lamrim begin with, you know, importance of spiritual teachers. Practice begin with, like I say, karma. Practice begin with the karma, you know. Law of causality, so. meditation begins with intentions. There are three things, you know, different. Meditation begins with intentions. Lamrim begins with the relying on importance of the spiritual teachers. Practice begins with, you know, karma. Then, practice begins with the practice of karma. Practice, you know, spiritual practice begin with karma. So means, you know, like, oh, guarding three door with mindfulness, you know, speech, three door, body, speech and mind. Guarding them with the mindfulness means, you know, so not so make sure there's something, some kind of negative doesn't comes out of from three doors. Oh, so then you guard that three doors, you know, precisely with the mindfulness. Oh, so there's the practice, that's called practicing karma. So that's the beginning of the spiritual practice. So then, you know, I already explained that. So then, this kind of a review, you know, review. So then it stands at number, I think, 12. It stands at number 12. It stands at number 13. It stands at number 13. So I think we stop at the 14?
Yes.
The 13, you know, is all about precious human life. Oh. So then here what it says, this life of leisure, so, eight freedoms and ten richness. You know, if you read the liberation in the palm of your hand, it's listed very clearly there. Liberation in the palm of your hand, composed by Pobonga Rinpoche, which is the main disciple of Tijan Rinpoche, one of his holiness, senior tutor. His holiness two tutors, the younger one and the senior one, the senior tutors. This, his main disciple, main students is Pobonga Rinpoche. So this was, you know, it's like note, they're taking note that took by Tijan Rinpoche when he's receiving teaching from Pobonga Rinpoche, you know, so then they put it together, then basically, indirectly, it's like composed by Pobonga Rinpoche, because that is, who took the note, Tijan Rinpoche, mainly Tijan Rinpoche took note, and maybe not just him and all, many students, they took note, so they put it together, so then it become liberation in the palm of your hand. There's a note during the teachings, you know, they took the note. So in that books, liberation in palm of your hand, that books, eight freedom, ten richness, these are listed there, you know, very clearly listed there. If you are wondering, that's what leisure means, oh, tenjoro, that's what leisure. That's true. Eight freedom, ten richness, in the one, summarized in one word, tenjoro. This is something to think about daily basis, you know, not just to just live in the books. So, this life of leisure is even more precious than our wish-granting jewels. You should know, wish-granting jewels. Even more important than American dollars. More important than American dollars. Oh? So now, modern day, the American dollars become almost like wish-granting jewels. You know? Almost like wish-granting jewels. But it's more important than that. Why? Because, you know, all the mental development, even the US dollar cannot buy, you know, so dollar doesn't improve your mental qualities, and the US dollar doesn't improve your mental qualities. You can buy things, so doesn't necessarily mean it improves your mental quality. So therefore, this life is much more precious than wish-granting jewel or, you know, money. Something to think of. This is for to think about. You know, think of on a daily basis, not just to just live in the book. Oh. So if you can think like that, you don't need to read Lam Rim. You know, you're basically thinking about Lam Rim. Oh. So that I have found such an existence is only this one's. Because when you think about the cause of this precious human life is pure ethics. So, so there's not something to easy to practice. So cause why, and like number wise, you know, there's much more animal beings than human beings. You know, within the human beings, some of them even don't have time to practice Dharma, you know, never permit Dharma. There's, you know, like all kind of problems. So hard to find because of the cause, not because of, you know, like, this is because, mainly because of the cause. So hard to find. Yet, like a flash of lightning, it is easy to vanish. Huh? That is talking about impermanent. Very difficult to find, jigla, easy to vanish or easy to lose, you know. then on the impermanent, you know, teaching, there's whole different kind of books been written about just about that, you know, like one that composed by Pobonga Rinpoche himself is called Heartspoon, something like that. Heartspoon. So maybe some of you know the text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Pobonga Rinpoche talks about impermanent, you know, meditation about impermanent. Difficult to find. It's hard to find or difficult to find. Easy to vanish, you know, easy to lose. Lifespan, you know, just decrease every moment. It's not getting longer and longer. It's getting shorter and shorter. It's not getting longer and longer, you know. The newborn child, its life is also getting also shorter. It's not getting, nobody's life is getting longer. Huh? It's getting shorter. So, according to the Shantidevas, you know, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, day and night is not going to wait. It's completely gone, you know. Day is not going to wait. You do this, then, you know, come back, then I will start to function. It's not like that. Day and night, when it's gone. Nizhen Deva, Yomimba, the Shanti Deva says, no guide to the Buddha, Blandina, Tidya Tato, Guja Jusun. Lifespan degenerates every moment, you know. Day and night, that doesn't stop. You know, whether it's a good day, it's past, or a bad day, is past. Positive day, past. Negative day, is past. Waste, is also past, you know. So it doesn't come back. It's just, whatever's gone, is gone. Whether you are sick or not sick, life is no guarantee. There's no guarantee. You can't say, oh, I will live forever because I'm healthy. There's no guarantee. Oh, I'm sick, I'm going to die tomorrow. There's no guarantee. Who said? Shantideva said, where guide to Buddhism, where life? I think chapter number 3 or somewhere there. Nizhen Deva, you remember, said the daughter, Gujuji. Lana Minaku is a lover seller, he didn't know. So, life is then, is no, there's no guarantee, there's no guarantee. You can say, I'm not healthy, I will live forever. No, nobody live forever. So that's the teaching on impermanent, you know, impermanent. is it depressing? It's the truth, so it's the truth. So, you know, like, I think better get depressed now than the end of the life. There's nothing much you can do. So, you know, so it's better to think now than rather than thinking. Well, I'm not going to die, I'm not going to die. That thought will follow till last minute. That's, you know, there's a reason I'm going to die. That's kind of like truth, you know, kind of like mind's kind of tricking, you know, so. So then, maybe how about, you know, Steve Jobs, he said, you know, treating every day is like last day. Is that depressing or better? Yeah, same meaning. If that helps, if that's better, you know, so then, but the point is, you know, to appreciate your life, appreciate why you're alive, appreciate, and do something, not just think like, do something that, you know, have ripple of impact. No, not in just this life. Of course, this life, then, you know, many more life in the future. So, So that's the whole point. The whole point is like, how you say, to have, you know, better opportunities in this life and many more life in the future. Better opportunities to improve, you know. Improve your mind. This form is the best to improve mind. This form is the best. Only so now I'm not going to quote anymore because there were texts. So just summarize. Think every day is like the last day. Think every day is last day. What do you do? You say something nice, or you think something nice, or you do something good. What do you do? Based on if something goes on, what do you do? You know, if you think, oh, game is over, so then it's over. So then there's nothing to do, you know. Begin with nothing, it just happened. When you die, it's going to be nothing. If that's the case, you know, so then, different. But reality, you know, then something will go on, something will go on. I don't have evidence to prove that, I don't have evidence to prove, but, you know, something will go on, because I, based on the teachings, you know, there's logics that supports, you know, ongoing life, you know, like that, okay. So there's many, many quotes you can read. I'm not going to quote, okay, so I'm not going to quote. I don't want to make you depressed, walking all day long, then coming here. So just understand the point. Just understand the point. It's very important to think about, you know, precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful, but easy to lose. It's not based on your health. Generally speaking, yeah, generally speaking, but that's not the case. You know, Shandajava said, you know, so the point is to remember impermanent. Remember impermanent, that you are not going to be there here forever. So then based on that, what you can take, then based on that, then we have to calculate how to, you know. So that basically it's easy to, it's all come down to think something positive. That's what I always said this part millions of times, you know. Physical verbal compared to mind is much more powerful. Mind is much more powerful. If you think something positive, more likely two other doors will be, you know, guarded, very much guarded. Guarded? Guarded. You know, So the thing, the mind, no mind. No. So here, precious, you know, is it vanished, not impermanent, teaching of impermanent. That means can hold on, everything change. You know, so have might have a wonderful idea, wonderful plans, might change. Impermanent, everything change. People change, mind change, season change, tree change, color change, leaf fall down, leaf grow up, all of that, you know, change. Everything around us is changing. If we don't want change, then we are going against the reality, and there's not much benefit come out of that, you know. Because tanzi. Also then, like, you know, concept of permanent, you know, permanent, you know, should be last forever. It's not going to last long. Pavetinde yinu la tendanya pa tarjetami nyeka jikla namgen lo dala tsudri samde jitin chavaku mba chava shindo toshin dun jinsen kundo jimbali ju. With that understanding, need to understand everything else. Even this precious human life, so difficult to find, so meaningful, so hard to find, but easy to lose. Similarly, everything around us is going to be like that. That's the whole point around that. Then, therefore, day and night, think something positive. When you go to bed, think something good. When you wake up, think something good. Wake up with a positive thought. So then, slowly, eventually, then, you know, automatically you wake up with a positive thought. First, it requires some effort. So then, it'll be nice if you can eat with positive thought. If you can shower with positive thought, if you can cleaning with positive thought, you know, day-to-day life chores that we do, if you can do that with positive thought, you know, so then death is like taking essence out of this precious human life. No matter how much you say, that's the point, then no matter how much you say, you know, how many different ways you say, that's the whole point is that, you know, doing something, you know, positive, you know, so they're not just doing like, then you know, with joyful effort, happy to think something positive, you know, because everything that you have meanings, even though other people looks, there's no meaning, you're just cleaning your house, but you have these very important things. It's not just cleaning the house, it's like cleaning my negative karma, cleaning my anger, cleaning my attachment, cleaning my jealousy, all of that, everything has meaning. Then life become meaningful, you know, life become meaningful, then you are using very well, precious human life been used well. Precious human life been used well. Oh. Then time comes, you have no look back, you have no regret. You have no regret, you know, you did the best as you could. So if something goes on, it will be something good, you know, something good. So now, since the number 15, I have the commentaries, so probably I'll just, you know, read the root text, probably easier. So, unlike the empty grand husk floating in the wind. So that means, as I mentioned before, you know, in Nepal or India, when they prepare rice, they have to separate husk and rice itself. So what they do after that, when they separate from the rice stalk, so then from there, you have to separate husk and rice itself. So the fact you know, like, rub them with, you know, then all kinds, you can use animals, or you can, all kinds of, so then after that, what you do, you just handful of them, you know, with the stuff that made out of bamboo, the flat, you know, flat round stuff that made out of bamboo. So you pull there, pull. So then you just as a pour down in the space where it's a windy day. So then wind will, how to say, all the grain husk will floating in the winds. No, some of them go east, some of them go down, some go there. You can say, oh, all of this go here. Doesn't say it goes everywhere, based on the wind. All the activities that, you know, we do, so then it, you know, become like, it's just like that, you know. Is it like, at the end, nothing matters, you know. What is matter is, if you manage to develop positive thought, that's the only thing that matters. That's the only thing. So what we call, in technical terms, called merit. Merit, virtue, or merit, you know? That's the only thing that matters, you know? Then, so now the season number 15, you know, shinning into major ding major, so shinning into major ding major, so teach job, kunjo, sundan, yes, why taking refuge with the Dhamma Sangha? Why taking refuge with the Dhamma Sangha? According to the teachings, you know, the teachings, cause, there's a man, two men cause for refuge, you know, refuge, you know, two men cause for refuge, jikjobni, jikba, you know, like the jikba, that is the fear, then, you know, job is, you know, what are the two main cause of refuge? Huh? Faith. Faith. Huh? Oh yeah, protection, protections. Protections and fear. Oh, protection, chop is called protection. So whether our refuge, you know, like, practice become genuine or sincere or like feel like, oh, this is very liberating or not, it's very much based on those two causes. Shining and ding meaning. So unless you have like confidence, unless we have confidence, we know exactly what's going to happen when I die, unless we are 100% sure, No need to take refuge, you know. Other than that, you know, if you don't know, you know, what's going to happen right life after this, so then, you know, that's kind of like fear, uncertainty or fear, you know, uncertainty, so that's the one main cause of refuge, you know. Then protection, they're seeking protections towards, you know, Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So Buddha is the one who taught the teachings. The main protection is the teachings. Main protection is the teachings, you know. Main representative of enlightened beings, teachings. Teachings, that's the real deal. Real deal. sounds like American. yes. I mean, that's how you say it, American. the teaching is the real deal. Yeah, that's how you say it. that's how you say it in America. Yeah. Oh yeah. See, there's no true representative of Buddha, you know, enlightened beings. It's the teachings. So then, if you Dharma do exist. Dharma exists. Teaching exists. You know. When you practice, it benefits. You know, there's no question. You know, there's no question. If you practice, if you implement, day-to-day life, it helps. There's no questions. There's no questions. Oh. Tene sitting in the middle of the teacher, the system doesn't have a tail of the member Charles. No, there's no certainties that after the death we may not be born in lower realms. The protection from such a terror lies in the three jewels alone. So, mainly lies into the teachings on the teachings of the practice. No? so we must make firm the practice of going for refuge and ensure that its precepts are never undermined. Sitting in the middle of the teaching to them about the love and the man, they are common in the lesson. Long those sources are not around their souls. So, precept are never undermined. That precept, you know, precept means, you know, like, this is to say, you know, don't create negative karma. Don't create negative karma. That's what it is. Don't create negative karma. Don't say something nasty things. Don't do something nasty things. Don't harm somebody physically, mentally, verbally. That's what it is. When you summarize, if you guard your three doors, you guard sake of your own happiness for this life and many more lives in the future. Sake of that, you know, say something nice, you know, think something good, or do something nice. You know. That's all. That's all what he's saying. That is the precept. Taking refuge. That's the precept. You know. No matter how many different ways you can say very traditional way, or like, doesn't matter. The point is that sake of your own happiness, for your own liberation, for your own enlightenment, say something nice thing, you know? Or don't say anything, just mute. No need to say something. Don't need to say, if there's nothing good things to say, don't need to say anything. But practically it's hard. It's hard because why? Because mind is not trained. Mind is not well trained. No, mind is not bodhicitta. If mind is bodhicitta, everything that comes out here is positive. No, it's not like that. But we do what we can do. You can't just think, oh, what I cannot do. There are so many things you cannot do. We just do what we can do, you know, what we can do. If something that we cannot do, we just wish that someday we can do, wish, you know, post wish, or make wish, you know, wish or like that, okay? Say, the donkey, probably can carry 50 pounds. You can put there 200 pounds, it'll break the back. You have to carry what you can carry, you know. If you can carry 2 pounds, you can carry 2 pounds. You can't just go, elephant carry 100 pounds, I'm going to carry 100 pounds. You are not going to be able to carry. So what you can carry, you carry. You know, what you cannot carry, so then maybe wish something, you know, so someday you can carry more like that. Amen, Joseph, amen. That's what they're saying to that, you know. You do what you can. What you can, you know. So I can sit down 24 hours a day. Oh, that's okay, no. But you can go one round, stupa there, one round, you can go one round, how long it takes? It takes 2 minutes to go one round. How much that purifies, how much matter you created? Unimaginable amount of matter you created. No? There are so many different ways, you know, to create merit. It's not just one way to create merit. No? There are so many different ways to create merit. giving something, you know, one piece of whatever you are giving. In mind, imagine you are just giving that to entire living beings, entire human beings. Not just one piece, millions of pieces. Mentally, create merit, you know, create merit, so much merit. But physically, materially, you are giving just one thing, you know, like one thing. same offering flower in front of the stupa or altar, or cleaning around the stupa. Physically cleaning one stupa, in the mind, cleaning millions of stupas and from all directions, not just today, all the time, you know. Doing one prostration in front of the Shakyamuni Buddha, not just one prostration, so no, doing that entire enlightened beings from the 10 directions all the time, mentally, no? All the time, just doing one time here, but in the mind, all the time, no? One piece of flower, but this flower is like, not just one, it's like millions of flowers in front of each Buddha from the 10 directions, how much merit you create, you know? It's not that difficult to create merit, or just need to put some effort to think. Light, one candle light. But it has to be in front of, you know, statue or image. People light here, candle all the time. You just think in your mind. You don't have to say, oh, please listen what I'm going to say before I light my candle. You don't have to say that, you know. You can just think, oh, I'm lighting this candle to eliminate the darkness of, darkness means fundamental confusion of all living beings to achieve liberations. I'm lighting this candle. In my mind, this is not just one candle, it's like millions of candles in front of each Buddha from the 10 directions all the time. How much merit you create? For each Buddha, you have millions of light. So, that's easy to create merit. So that's what I mean, think something positive, you know. While you're eating, somebody serving you food, you know, somebody invite you to their home to, you know, offer you lunch or whatever they offer you. So then you just, you know, like, to think something positive, may, you know, whomever serving this lunch, may they able to enjoy, like, the best food, you know, forever, something like that, you know. Because I know that I myself use going to use this, you know, food without attachment, anger, judgment of mind. I just use this, and I'm going to see this as like something medicine rather than just piece of food, you know, medicines, you know, to keep my body healthy. Then I can create more merit, benefit, you know, some more merit, something like that. Every situation we can think something positive. Every situation we can think something positive. But, you know, it requires effort. It doesn't become automatic. It becomes effort, you know. So people are helping you. Then you know, you pray for their, you know, life. You know, not just his life, many more life in the future. You just know, you just say something. Not necessarily to say, but you need to think in your mind, you know. And then, that's precept. That's what precept means, you know. So now here, this refers to the precept. This part refers to the precept. This in turn depends on contemplating the white and black karma, positive negative karma. Karna, this literally translates the word karna, cause white, not black, no. Basically, positive negative karma. There's not. I don't think the positive negative karma look black or positive karma look white. It's just the word and how the word is. White and black karma and their effects, and on perfect observance of the ethical norms. I refers to Lama Tsongkhapa, yogi, no, male practitioner, yogini, female practitioners. The Sanskrit word, yogi, male practitioners, yogini, female practitioners. So, yoga, practice. Yoga means practice. So, it doesn't mean physical movement, it means practice. So, Nenjor, in Tibetan we call Nenjor, that's yoga. Nenjor Ma, that's yogini. Nenjo Pa, that's, you know, yogi, female, male. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You, who aspire for liberations, too should do likewise. Seeking, that's important. If you are seeking liberation, that's how, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. If you are seeking, oh, I'm kind of sick of all of this, you know, like I, of no matter which direction I look, you know, there's all kinds of problems. When I look at the people who has billions of dollars, they have all kinds of problems. They never content, never satisfied, become more greed and greed, more greeder, greeder? Huh? More greedy. Greed. More greedier, yeah, more greedier, you know, so. And no matter which country you go, it's not like, oh, I'm kind of sick of America, maybe I should go to Nepal, then there everything will be fine. No, no, that's not everything's fine there. No, there's also tons of problems. So, or maybe I should go to Tibet, you know. That's everything's fine. No. Samsara, nothing is perfect. No matter wherever you go, nothing is perfect. Everywhere there's complication. Everywhere there's complication. Look at the rich people, a lot of tons of complications. People with no money, tons of complications. All kinds of complications. That's the nature of samsara. So, now you say, oh, I'm really sick of samsara. So then, if you're truly, genuinely, sincerely seeking liberation, this is the way to go. This is the map. This is the map that will lead you to the liberation. So, don't underestimate tiny bugs, you know, drowning in the water, or maybe saving dead bugs. Is there any merit? Yeah, of course, there's merit. Not just merit, there's tons of merit. That's called giving protection. That's the practice of generosity. Tons of merit. Negative karma, you can't just understand, oh, this is some very small, so probably doesn't matter. Yeah. Look at the external causalities. Piece of this, you know, like bigger than this. Redwood seed in California, redwood. When you look up, that's like huge and very long, huge, produced by this one seed. If you tell somebody, oh, this has become like that, nobody believes how this become like that big. That's called potentials. To become this huge, gigantic redwood tree. The seed, it doesn't become like that when it's a seed. It's a seed. That's external cause and effect. Internal cause and effect, no, it's much, much bigger. So, karma is according to Lamrim, not here. Karma is definite. Whether it's positive or negative, it's definite. Means there will be result. There will be result. There will be result. No, that's what it means, definite. Karma is definite. Karma, second point is karma multiplies. Or expand. You are not going to experience, the third point is you are not going to experience the result if that karma has not been created. You are not going to experience the result. Very much about the medieval nature of achievement. Once the karma has been created, it's not going to be just get over time, it's going to get rotten. Rotten? If you fruit, if you don't eat, it get over time, it gets rotten. They're not going to, you cannot eat. Karma is not, you know, like, it's not, I'll wait maybe 3 months and maybe it's going to, karma is going to get rotten. So then it's useless. No. No matter how many eons pass, karma is going to be there, you know, unless you purify them. If it's negative karma, you purify them. If positive karma, there will be result. There will be result because karma is definite. Means there will be definite. There will be have result. Then you know some of the results you experience in this life. Some of the results you experience in this life within this life. Some of the result is going to experience right after the next life, some are going to experience after a couple of lifetimes, you know. It varies. So, then like huge positive karma also does, you know, divided into three categories. But in the Lamrim, not here, in the Lamrim, 또 맞아 large, medium, small, large, or you can say extra large, or extra large. In America, large not enough, there has to be extra. So they know it's just extra large. No, so large positive karma will probably result, no? The result doesn't know many, there's three or four different types of results that you experience. So then the large positive karma probably will probably be born in some kind of celestial realm. You know, according to Buddhist cosmology, there's form realm, formless realm. Within the desire realm, there's like seven types of celestial realms. Probably be born there. There's like without motivation. No, of course, motivation can turn. You know, karma is like as a it's like horse. According to some other texts, it's like horse. Then the prayer or dedication is like saddle, where you turn horse, you know. The horse doesn't have to go left, you can turn it right. It will go right or left, and you can saddle.
Rain.
No, saddle, what is it called? It goes on the mouth.
Rain.
Rains. Yeah, whole thing.
The whole thing with rain.
That's called dedications, you know. You create the karma, so now you decide which way that horse will go. You dedicate. Oh, I want to go this horse to all the way to enlightenment or liberations. So then that horse will go there. So then you have access to that horse till you reach liberation or enlightenment. Oh, I want to go this horse to bigger house, maybe more money. Yeah, probably you will probably get more money this life, or maybe not, maybe next life, maybe some other lifetime. When the money is used, horse is gone. It's gone. So it's just, you know, temporary thing. So then joyful effort is like whip. You know, so if the horse doesn't go, then you feel a little bit. That's a joyful effort to go, don't you know? So there's, you know, there's some other books, that's what they say, you know. So if you are truly, genuinely seeking liberations, that's the way to go, okay? So that's why end of every line, Lama Tsongkhapa said, Najo Ngeje Nyamne Tendache, Tadwe Chuchan Tichi Chasa Los. If you are seeking liberation, then do the same thing. So that, you know, finish importance of relying on teachers, then, you know, precious human life, that's how the Lamrim practice or teaching began. So then the refuge and bodhicitta, you know, taking refuge. So then after that, now importance of, you know, like, how is the Lamchok Dula, Tsenye Tsangete, Manye Pato Sajimuyuris. Lamchok Dula, Tsenye Tsangete, Manye Pato Sajimuyuris, Tiye Matsamuyuris, Jula Laps. Emphasizing on create the cause for precious human life. The next one, you know, emphasizing the create the cause for precious human life. Lamchok Dula, Tsenye Tsangete, Manye Pato Sajimuyuris, Tiye Matsamuyuris, Jula Laps. Basically, you know, create the cause for this precious human life. Also, you know, emphasizing on importance of, you know, purification practice. Importance of purification practice, okay? So then, stanza number 17 now. Lamchok Dula, Tsenye Tsangye De, Manye Pato, Sajye Miyewe, Tiye Masamewe, Jura Lam, Gosum Dido, Timye Baba Di, Saba Ledi Jowa Nechewe, Jindo Topshi Sangwa Denpache, Jezo Lame Nyamne, Tadwe Chochang, Tishi Chansan Los.
Lamjok Dula Tinya Tangetes or Lamjok Dula Tinya Tangetes in order to actualize this excellent path within our mind streams, you know, so this precious human life is very, very, not just important, very, very necessary to get, you know. This has all the characteristics to actualize this great path, you know, path, entire Lamjung path within your mind streams. Without this, there are very little possibilities. Therefore, you know, put some effort to create the cause for this precious human life. What is the cause? Practicing ethics, you know, morality, ethics. Whenever you feel your mind is contaminated, your body is contaminated, your verbal, you know, three doors is contaminated, and your gosum di do chime ba ba de sa ba le dip jo ne che ve so ju do to chi sa wa tem ba ji lu so remember the four points, you know, four important points to purify negative karma, four points, you know. Then you call it until we have obtained the most qualified form to pursue this form refers to the precious human life, to pursue the excellent path, this entire Lamjung path. Oh. We will fail to make great strides in our journey. Strides in our journey, yeah. Don't know what that means, you know, just reading. Oh. Huh? So next time when you write a book, it's better to stick with one word. The reader will get less confused. Using a different word doesn't mean it's more meaningful. You know, so great. You know, the longest you understand, so that's good. So we must strive in all the conditions, without exceptions, of such a form. That's versus this. Thus, these three draw of ours, body, spirit, mind. So, what is that? So, with evil karma and dharma. Is there any other words where to call karma rather than evil? Just say, you know, doesn't consider evil, sir. One second. Lamjodula sinisa with the mania for the same team as when you don't go some, you don't remember how to. I was looking in the Tibetan, there's no word called evil, but there's no in the Tibetan also. Our downfall. Oh, yeah. Since it is especially essential to purify the karmic defilements, this is very, very important in the Western world. America in the Western was very important because people do beat up themselves. No, they know how to do. They know how to beat themselves, you know, make themselves miserable. And not just, you know, think something negative out of negative mind and doing nothing, then you depress. You know? In Buddhism, you do think of something negative out of positive mind, and you don't just sit around, you do something positive. At the end, instead of feeling bad, you feel good. Then also examples in Lamrim that give you a piece of metal, aluminium, like this. If you throw, it will sink in the water. But you know, if you make it flat, it won't sink, it flows. So, there's the one way of saying that means if you purify, you don't have to sink with your, you know, negative deeds. You can still flow. Oh. Kebe Digvachiya Yangs, or Kebe Digvachiya, scholar, negative deeds are lighter. Not by itself. Negative deeds doesn't matter. Expert, scholar create negative karma, you create negative karma, it's the same. But why is it that scholar, negative deeds are lighter? what it means, they know how to purify them. They know how to purify them. That's why it's lighter. You know? That's why it's very lighter. Easy, you know, doesn't have to be, either Vajrasattva purification practice or Tadipaya Buddha, both of them. Vajrasattva, this mantra has 100 syllables. That's too much to memorize. 35 Buddha, there's not just one, there's 35 of them. I wish there's only one of them. Just go around the stupa. Just go around the stupa. There's no 35 stupa, there's only one stupa. Just go around one round with a positive mindset, purifies. Or feel like just say, I don't know what to say, just say Om Tari Tuzatrisova, Om Manipeno, it all purifies. It all purifies. No? Just say Namu Gurube, Namu Buddhaya, Namu Dhammaya, Namu Sangha purifies. No? Or regret. I really regret. I regret purifies. If you say, I very much enjoy, then multiplies, not purifies, it multiplies. So, like that, okay? Then, because, since it is especially essential to purify their karmic defilements, we must ensure to cherish the constant application of four powers. Four powers, you know, there's like, four powers means, Nimbotoshi, four antidotes. Most important ones like regret, no guilt, regret. Regretting towards something negative is positive. Regretting towards something positive, that's negative. Oh, I regret I said something nice, I regret, that's negative. Oh, I regret I said something harsh word, that's positive, that purifies. No? Power of dependence, usually taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that's power of dependence, or it could be person that you hurt, power of dependence, or penjito. Doesn't have to be order, but there's no regime order, but doesn't have to be order. When you practice, doesn't have to be order. Oh, which one was, don't need to worry about order. Power of dependence, then part of antidote, that means, saying mantra, cleaning, doesn't have to be mantra, cleaning. No, cleaning your office. Cleaning office, now I heard that America, every office in the house is very clean. Every office in the house is very clean, crystal clean. So anyway, cleaning, doesn't have to be something mantra or something. Cleaning can be antidotes. Doing something positive, basically, let's put it that way, doing something positive. Antidote, no? Then of course, if you know how to say the mantra, all of that, then good to do. Yes, yeah. Then, a long time ago, first year, second year, I was kind of homesick, because I just by myself, no Tibetan rounds, And, yeah, so Stephen A., they go to work all day long, so I don't know how to drive, I just stay home all day long, month after month, year after year, so then nothing much to do. So I can practice 24 hours a day, so that'll be good. So then, whenever the phone rings, I will get excited. So I pick up the phone. I thought maybe somebody's from India, a minister is calling me. I can talk Tibetan finally, So then sometimes the telemarket calls, they calls. I have no idea. So before I say anything, they go start, blah, blah, blah. Then my English is not good. So I'm kind of worried to hang up. And I don't understand what they're saying. So I just hold phone. So. Then I tell Steve, so then sit and also don't understand what I'm trying to say. My English is not good. So one time the phone ring, then I found this person or sometimes lady or person, give to Steve. And she said, oh, Gisela, this is like somebody trying to sell you something. I said, how? They don't know me. How they're going to sell me something? So anyway, so then she said, next time when you pick up the phone, start to saying something in English very fast, just stop the phone. It's not important. So that was hard, you know, so hard. So then I said, when the phone rang, then I said, Om Benzasadu Samayamanim Balayam Benzasadu. Then I recite 100 syllable mantra, purification mantra, 100 syllable Vajrasana mantra, you know. Long one. So before I finish mantra, all day will stop. They don't understand what kind of language I'm speaking. In my mind, I'm doing something good, you know, so benefit them. So then slowly, less and less phone calls. There's no call. People dead in the side, they can't talk. Temporary benefit, 100 silver mantra, challenging telemarket. So then one time I'm doing retreat in one farm in Virginia. In Virginia, I'm doing white para retreat. So then the farm, there's no water, so water needs to be supplied. You know, probably the water person calls. I told the telemarket, no, thank you.
No.
Next day, no water. So you don't understand, the people know, so the English is not good, so no thank you. So because you have all the bag in your mind, the telemarket. So anyway, so a couple of mistakes have been made like that. Then so four powers, power of dependence, you know, power of antidotes, reciting sutra, reciting mantra, thinking about emptiness, meditating on emptiness, reading about emptiness, reading Dharma books, all of that. Making statues, cleaning stupas, you know, helping somebody, you know, like mainly the holy object, you know. So, making statue, building temple, building stupa, all the holy object, you know, that's like that, you know. So then reciting sutras, you know, then thinking about the emptiness, you know, reading about emptiness, all of that, reciting mantras, power of antidote. So then power of regret, you regret. So then the last one is like, I'm not sure how this sounds in English. So from so then like making some kind of commitment in your mind, I'm not going to do this again tomorrow or maybe next minute. I'm not going to know, not going to say like harsh words. I'm not going to say, I'm going to control myself. I'm going to control, you know, like, just maybe next hour, maybe today, or maybe tomorrow, then slowly week, then month, then the years, you know, like that. So this is called four antidote. It's very, very important to purify. Because you don't need to think with that, no? You don't need to think with that. You can purify them. Negative karma does not have qualities, but it has only one quality. It can be purified. It can be purified. That was very important. I think people say, oh, I'm old, I'm a bad person, you know. Here, something to do with the culture or system, or I don't know. People say, oh, I'm innately bad. I say,
yeah,
innately bad. No, there's no innately bad. No, there's mistake. That's like wrong view. That's wrong view. Buddha nature. Every being has ability to become enlightened. You know, sooner or later. Everybody. Doesn't matter, you know, American, Tibetan, monks, nuns, everybody has same potential to become Buddha. Need to nurture that potential, need to nurture that potential to rise. Huh? Yeah. Nature is very important. It's very, very important. It's extremely important to purify. Don't ever think that you are innately bad. That's wrong view. That's wrong view. It's very, very, extremely important to purify. No, purify. Just think of the benefit of that, benefit of going one round, stupa, just one round. You know. Anyway, you like to exercise, you know, so you go around the stupa, you know, go around the stupa. Somebody says, oh, this year I'll probably go around 5,000 and I'll count. You know, each time I come here, I'll go three rounds, you know, purifies. If animals, you know, Chinda Paje, that's called Chinda, means householder, his name is Paje. He became monk when he was 81 years old. At that time, nobody sees any merit in his mindstream, except Shakyamuni Buddha. Even the true disciples, they didn't see any merit, but he has one merit that will lead him all the way to liberations. His merit, one merit has been created. How? One of his love, he was used to be bugs, fly or bugs, just hanging, or sitting on like dry cow dung. Accidentally, that water, maybe rain, accidentally that dung took him around the stupa. Dead merit. No. He was 81 years old, become monks. People say, oh, it's just a waste of time. There's not much you can do. He was liberated within that life. He was liberated by that merit. Merit, not with intention, accidentally, rain, water, took him around the stupa accidentally. That merit, Shakyamuni Buddha says, has potential to become liberated in this life. Chintapati. No, you can read. If you can read Tibetan, it's somewhere here in the sutra. Can you imagine that? It's not just motivated by something. It's not just based on understanding of benefit of going around the stupa, how much merit. Nothing, zero. Just forget about intention. There's no understanding at all. It's just accident. It happens. That is accident happens. You know. If that create the merit to be liberated, can you imagine? As a human, you can go around stupa with intentions to benefit all living beings. You know, what is the intention? Go one round, you know how much merit you created? We have no idea. So much merit has been created. So that can be practiced, you know. So here, stupa is already built. It contains a lot of relics inside. All kind of relics, you know, so they're going around there, you know, so not going to worry about sitting down, you know, meditating or doing this, doing that, you know, and just come here and go around, you know, create so much merit. That merit is supposed to karma. Karma is definite. It's not going to be waste. Over time, I did say something there, it's going to be probably already be waste. No, once karma has been created, it's never going to get rotten, you know, no matter how many eons pass. Karma is going to be there. Oh. So, that's practically what we can do now, create merit. So important to create merit. Whatever ways you can create merit, we must create merit. Oh. So that's purification practice. Okay? Or you can say, oh, I want to purify this, you know, really bothering in my mind, I want to purify that. You know, so then to remember, remind yourself of the four powers, then go around. You know, going around, there's a power of antidote, going around. You know, then you just create merit. That is matter, that's very, very, so Lama Tsongkhapa is very, extremely important to purify. Ledip Jovan, nature is very, very important to purify. Who knows? You know, all of a sudden something happened, you know, so like, one lady, I think, from Eastern Tibet, Sorgam Ambo lady, Mount Kailash, that's considered as, you know, holy mountains in Tibet. So they go around, like, 35-mile loop. That's called 35 miles, one round. You know, that's very famous for that, for Tibetans. You know, they make a lot of effort to come there, you know, going around. So one lady is going around, so that's written in the guidebooks, you know, the guidebooks composed by lamas, you know, written in their book. So that's why, you know, when you go to Nepal, there's no, oh, how many rounds? The people say 13 rounds. How that number becomes so famous? Because of that lady. Woman. She's going around, probably got thirsty, then, you know, trying to drink some water from the desk, some lakes there. All of a sudden, baby fall from her back, you know. Then probably die, you know. Then she was like devastated by that, you know. So then probably took blame on herself. And with that, like, with that sadness or like grief, that she went round this Mount Kailash, you know, so to purify or to dedicate the marriage, went round. Probably went 13 rounds. At the end, in front of her, something opens, like middle of nowhere in the space. Some kind of drawers open. Probably entrance, probably went to Pure Land somewhere, probably. Something just, all of a sudden, is open, some kind of drawers open, space before her. So since then, that becomes kind of like holy. Then that number 13 becomes that, as the official number to going around, 13 around Mount Kailash. A lot of people make a lot of effort to go around. So then later on, but that's a long time ago, later on then people who have money, they hire someone to go around. Some people are there making money. So he say, okay, go for me, I'll give you money, so they go around. It's kind of like silly. It's kind of silly. Anyway, that's number 13, you know, so that Mount Kailash, that, you know, that number becomes so famous because of that, you know, lady, so. So purify, you know, purify. Lamasong was extremely important to purify. You know, don't just sit down and feel bad and do nothing. You know, so that is no good. That's like torturing yourself. Think something negative out of positive mindset, then do something positive. In the end, instead of feeling bad, you feel good. You feel good. You know. There are so many different ways to purify, okay? So it's important. Lama Tsongkhapa said to all of us, if you are seeking liberation, Lama Tsongkhapa said, this is important to do. Lamjodu la tinye prane de manya pata sajim yu tiye mazam yu gilam gosum dik dur timye pa wad laba ledib juwa neche ves. Neche wa means extremely important. Extremely important. Yundo topji sawa temba ji every day, think about four power every day. It's not, you know, like at least when you come around, go around the stupa, then think about the fourth point, not, you know. Jizola Menya let her budget publisher at the chapter. Lama Tsongkhapa said, I myself did that. If you are seeking liberation, you do the same thing that Lama Tsongkhapa is come requesting or begging us, you know, if you are seeking liberation, that's the way to go to liberate yourself. Lama Tsongkhapa himself did a couple million prostrations in central Tibet, place called Woka. Millions of mandala offering on the rock. Now you go there, you see. That's the one place that I, you know, very much wish I could go, you know, at least do some prostration, maybe some mandala offerings, where same spot the Lama Tsongkhapa did millions of prostrations and millions of mandala offerings, you know, so maybe that whole place has some kind of, you know, energy or blessings is still there. So, so Lama Tsongkhapa, he did that. No, he's not just saying, oh, I did myself, you do the same thing. No, that's not like that. He actually did that there. So you can still visit the place in Central Tibet called Woka, Woka Chuling means Dharma Land, Woka Dharma Land. You can go there, you know. So for you it's easy to go. For Tibetan, it's not easy, you know. So even though I have American passport, it's still not easy to get visa to visit Central Tibet. It's very difficult, you know. You can get a visa to China, go to visit all the Amdo and eastern part of Tibet, but central part of Tibet, still almost impossible. Not as an individual person, it's impossible. You can go with a group, you don't know where they take you, you know. So if they don't take orchestrating, so then I don't have a lot of interest to go there. yeah, you could go to visit those holy sites, you know, it's easy to go. So now the next line is talking about, oh, maybe, sorry, time's over, so I'll stop. Next line, little bit touching on the four noble truths, you know, the importance of, you know, why the truth of suffering taught fast. That's something, the next thing maybe. How many stands have we finished now? Huh? Okay, you remember that. Okay, I'm good to hear. Dagi chinyin sa venge wa dinten dan lowa gulang kambra da chepa jozo lo sa tapa yin den den nyambo ren do sa shi shu. Ya, namo la dirike jino.
Final Lam Rim dedication, Lam Rim Mern Lam Zuxo. From my two collections, vast as space, that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed, graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings. With the points of the path as I have discerned them, may I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted Bhante's peace and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this graded path to enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Turn to page 244 and 245 and we'll chant the long life, short long life prayers. Kani rawe korwe shinkamde, pendan dewa malu shunwene, chen re sigwan ten zingya soi, shape si te padu ten ju chi, jonu ien ala wang shu tu, awatare ten bara sopa, lo zang jewe de ten le kao shu, shak se gengyu lama sowa de, tuksu chan jin jang gen gewe, Ten jing kyong pe we kun zi dok po se chok sum kul we le mun tu du pa dok so du je kun du shak ten shok Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu 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 tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Oh yeah, and have a wonderful night. Huh?